So let's review. The Gemara continues its discussion regarding Shimri Yain, wine made from steeping pressed grapes, which were already used for winemaking in water. The halachic status depends on the ratio of wine to water, and the Gemara cites a brisa in which there is the following machlokes. Regarding truma, the Tanakhama says, Shemarim shal truma rishon v'sheni aser v'shlishi mutter. The first two times one soaks shemarim of truma in water, the liquid produced is deemed wine and is considered truma, but the third time he soaks them, the liquid is deemed water. And the Rashbam explains, Rishon v'sheni aser, b'matzah kedei midasei mairi. We're discussing a case where he produced the same measure of water that he poured into the grapes, and so min ha'tayri, the liquid is water. But chumrus be'amaninu midrabanan. The Rabbanan were especially stringent and considered it wine of truma. However, even the third round is considered wine if the water tastes like wine. The Brisa continues regarding Maiser Sheini. The Tanakhama says, Vishal Maiser Rishon Aser Sheini Mutter. The first time one soaks Shmarm of Maiser Sheini, the liquid produced is deemed wine and is considered Maiser Sheini. But the second time, the liquid is deemed water. However, if the water tastes like wine, even the second round is considered wine. The Brisa concludes regarding Hekdesh. The Tanakhama says, Vishal Hekdesh Shlishi Aser Verevi Mutter. The first three times one soaks shmarm of hektish, the liquid is deemed wine and considered hektish, but the fourth time the liquid is deemed water. However, meir aimer afrevi benaisin tam, even the fourth round is considered wine if the water tastes like wine. The Gemara challenges these rulings from another brisa, shal hektish lo'olam aser, v'shal meiser lo'olam mutter. Regardless how many times the shmarm are soaked, the liquid is always considered hektish, but never considered meiser. Therefore, kasha hektish a hektish, kasha meiser a meiser. This contradicts both the ruling regarding hektish and regarding meiser. The Gemara differentiates regarding hektish. Kan b'kedushas haguf, kan b'kedushas dam. The first brisa deals with shmarm of wine of kedushas damim, where only the value of the item is sanctified. Therefore, the first two rounds are deemed wine, and the third is water. The second brisa discusses shmarm of wine of kedushas haguf, where the item itself is sanctified for use for nechsachim, the wine libations on the mizbeach, and so the liquid is always deemed hektish. The Gemara differentiates regarding Meiser. Kamba Meiser Vav, the Kamba Meiser Demai. The first brisa deals with Shmarm that are certainly Meiser. Therefore, the first round is Meiser. The second brisa deals with Shmarm that are only possibly Meiser. Therefore, the liquid is never deemed Meiser. The Gemara now adds, Kederach she'amru l'in isuron, kach amru l'in hechsheren. The above distinctions apply equally regarding Hechsher, the process whereby produce becomes susceptible to Tumah only becomes in the contact with liquid. However, the Gemara asks, "I demaya achshur machshri, I dechamra achshur machshri." Both water and wine cause hechsher. Why are these distinctions relevant? The Gemara explains that the pasuk says, "V'chiyutin mayim alzera." Water can only cause hechsher bidenichle if it was collected purposely, while wine can cause hechsher regardless. Therefore, shetamdu b'megisham me'elav, we're discussing where rainwater fell into the barrel of pressed grapes without the owner's express interest. Therefore, if the liquid produced is deemed water, it cannot cause heksher, while if it was deemed wine, it can cause heksher. The Gemara now discusses which wines are acceptable for kiddush. Rav rules, Ein oimrim kiddush hayoim, ela al hayayin haru linasach lagabim mizbeach. One may only use wine for kiddush if it is suitable for nesachim, the wine libations on the mizbeach. The Gemara seeks to narrow down as to which wine Rav's principle eliminates from kiddush and discusses the following wines. Yain migitoi, freshly pressed wine. Regarding the sachem, the halacha is yain megite lo yavi, the mehbi kasher. Preferably, freshly pressed wine should not be used for the sachem, but if brought, the carbon is valid. Therefore, anana fil leketchila nami, they may be used even leketchila for kiddush, whose halachas are more lenient. Furthermore, Rav explicitly ruled seichet adam eshkol shalanavim va'imr lov kiddush ayem, one may use freshly squeezed grape juice for kiddush. Similarly, a brisa discusses other types of wine. Mipia, wine from the top of the barrel, which contains mold. Mishulel, wine from the bottom of the barrel, which contains sediments. Yain kushi, dark wine. Boyrik, white wine. Hilistin, weak, sweet wine. Shemartev, wine from a cellar, which may possibly be soured. And shaltzamukin, raisin wine. Regarding all these wines, the brisa rules, bekulan lo yavi, vimhevi kasher. They should not be used for nesachim, but if brought, the carbon is valid, and so anan, afilik, etchilanami, they may be certainly used for kiddush. Therefore, the Gemara cites a brisa regarding yain kaisis, souring wine, mazug diluted wine, v'shal shmarm, wine produced from pressed grapes, which, regarding nesachim, bekulan lo yavi, vimhevi pasul, they may not be used for nesachim, and if used, the carbon is not valid. The Gemara now determines to which wine Rav referred. Kaisis, plukt Reb Yechon Reb Shu ben Levi. It is a machlekes whether one can separate truma from souring wine. This machlekes also applies to whether its bracha is hagafen or shahakal, and as the Rashbam points out, loish no kiddush mi bay pri hagafen. There's no difference between the halachas of brachas and kiddush regarding its status as wine or vinegar. Therefore, its eligibility for kiddush depends on this machlekes, and Rav should have ruled regarding hilchos brachas with whichever opinion he agrees. Mazug iluy aluye. Diluted wine is superior and indeed required for kiddush, as a brisa states, "Meidim chachamul Rabbi Yezer b'kishal bracha she'mavarchim lav ad she'itin l'teichi mayim." We can only use diluted wine for a mitzvah because their wines were too strong. Shal shemarim regarding wine produced from pressed grapes, ider ramat loss of asar ba chamer ma'aliyu. If it produced a significant amount of wine, it is certainly deemed wine. And ider ramat loss of asat loss of palga plukta drabanim b'chermi. If the wine is less than 1/6 of the liquid, the rabbanim ruled that it is deemed water. Therefore, the Gemara offers two scenarios for Rav's ruling. Lema'ute sherechi ra, wine that still tastes and smells like wine but has a bad odor, may not be used for kiddush. Megula, wine that was left uncovered, may not be used for kiddush. Although sakanehi, it is dangerous to drink such wine because we're concerned that a snake drank from it and left some venom inside, and therefore one may not drink it regardless. However, the avrei b'mesanen is kareb nechemya. The poison can be strained. Nevertheless, these wines are disqualified for nesachim and for kiddush because the pasuk says, "Hakarveyu no lefachasecha hayirtzcha yisuf anecha." One may not use for a mitzvah an inferior product which he would prefer not to use himself. The Gemara inquires, "Chamer chivarin mahu? Can white wine be used for nesachim?" In response, the Gemara cites a pasuk, "Al teri yayin ki yis adam." Red wine caused intoxication, and the pasuk regarding nesachim refers to shecher. Therefore, red wine should be used.